in the Parshas Bereishis. It's a wholesome Parshas, a Parsha that, I mean, it's the Sheresh for all of Torah, and it's in Yonim Mishloim. We'll try to focus on one very important Inyan, and that's the Eitz HaDaas and the Eitz HaChayim. Lemaisa, the Etzim, the first is Chalkus of what we say, Tov and Ra. In the Torah we find in Eitz HaDaas versus Eitz HaChayim. And then it's hard for a person to understand that Eitz HaDaas and Eitz HaChayim don't seem to us hafechim. If it would be Eitz HaDaas Tov versus Eitz HaDaas Ra, fine. Eitz HaChayim and Eitz HaMoves. Das Tevera is maybe good, maybe not good. Tzachayim is nice. But to say that the two Shroshim of Tevera and the Bria are Eitz HaDas, but Tzachayim, it doesn't seem... Where's the Nekud of commonness that they can be come out from? There's, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Be'etzim, the Sheirish is one Sheirish. It was a tree that came from one set of Shroshim. And it's split out into Eitz HaDaas and Eitz HaChayim. So certainly it means that they're both coming from a certain Nekuda Meshutefes. They're both coming there's one Sheirish that combines both. And these are two parts of two halves of one whole. It doesn't seem to us that there's any real one Nekuda that's cradle both. I want to go back to, all the way at the end actually. In the Torah ends with La'ene Kol Yisrael, and in the parish of Mises Moshe, it says that Bayomus Moshe Eved Hashem, Moshe is called Eved Hashem of there, Bayomus Moshe Eved Hashem, and it says Vayikom Novi Oit Yisrael Ki Moshe, Ashidu Hashem Ponim Ponim, Kol Oizus of Moitzim Shlach Hashem Lasois. So we have the Oizus of Moitzim, Yod Chazaka, which is Kabbalah's Torah, which in other words, it needed a very strong Kibbul. Olechol Amor Agam Benisin, Asher also Moishel and Kol Yisrael is Shenasol Libo Lishba Lufz Daneim Shnema Vashabrim Lanechem Viskim Odas Gras Bokul Daiti Shnema Asher Shibarto Yashuk Lichach Shibarto. That's the Gemara of Torah. So, if you're looking, obviously it was the right thing to do. Moishel Rabbeinu was did the right thing in Shviras Haluchas Kaisel was Chayte, and in Parsha Kisisa, that Parsha has a makom. But when the Torah is summing up, in the Gemara, the Chesimus HaTorah, Asher Osa Moshe Nei Yisrael, is the Maisa Shviras Haluchas, where? In other words, it obviously, so Bal Kochav, this is, the Kalal is, in Brachas the Marshal, that Bracha goes Me'ena Psicha, it goes Me'ena Chesima. The Chesima of the Bracha is the Torah of Bracha. That's natural. So the Chesimus of Torah is the Shviras Haluchas. And that's the high point of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenesol libo lishba luchz daneiach. What is the Indian of the Shviras Haluchas that the Pshat is not just it was the right thing, fine. They did that there, the Shviras Haluchas, they did Kapara, and so on and so forth. But where is that the Chesimah Torah that, it says Chesimah Shakash Prophet's Emes. The Chesimah is always the most important part of something. The Chesimah Beshtar, and the Chesimah Torah is the Shviras Haluchas. In the parasha of the way the parashas of Bria is this, the first there's a summary of Bria's Olam, and the first day, second day, third day, and so on. Then there's a new parasha in the Torah. Eilu told us Hashemayim Boretz Ki Boram Ve'im Aseis Hashemkim Eretz Hashemayim, and we have a whole new tzura of the Bria. It says V'chol Siach Asaret Tam Yevaretz Chol Eis Asaret Tam Yitzmach. And so on. It says Bracious. The first one is Bracious Bar the Kimas Hashmayim Besorot, and the second one is Ela told us Hashmayim Bar to be Borim. And it's two separate parishes. The first parish is a parish where every Nivra is given its own mitzias. Mitzad the Bria of the world, this is Bracious Bar, this is the tour of the Bria Salem. And then there's something not Bria, but it's called Elo Toldos Hashemayim Varetz Bivarim. This is the Toldos Hashemayim Varetz. And the Torah, Rashi says, means everything in the Bria was created, finished, but it was under the ground, and it was waiting to come up with Geshem and with Adam, if Adam I love Adama, and this is where Adam came around. So in the first part, you have each Nivra Kishla Atzmoy, and its Tzura, and then you have a Tzura of everything being Mitachs Oretz, and Adam being the Spal, and so on. Let's try to explain what the Pasuk is giving the Tzuras Adam vis-a-vis the entire Bria. By here, Adam the Nefesh Chaya. The Pshat in the second parasha is Mitzad, things becoming something else. There are three possible matzavim. We spoke about it a few times when we looked at Maral. There are those in Yanim that are Yesh Me'ayin, and that's Briyas Ha'olam. Briyas Ha'olam is Yesh Me'ayin, and that's Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the first parasha of Bereishis Bara. The second, the other Hechatimtza, the opposite Hechatimtza of having something new, is Yesh Me'yesh. And in all in Yanim that are Yesh Me'yesh, that's the Bria itself, that's the Tev itself, and its hallmark is that it's Mineu Bei. That if I take wood and I hammer it together, make a box out of it, it didn't need anything outside. The wood was simply rearranged, and I have a box out of it. It needed someone to hammer it, but within the system itself, if I put in something into a food processor, then it gets chopped up. So nothing new was introduced from any place else. I had the food, I had the food processor, and it chopped it. A rock breaks into pieces. All those in Yanim are in Yanim of Yesh Miyesh. In Yesh Miyesh, there is a subdivision which we will call Menakoyach Alapoyo, which is very different. For instance, a person, and in a certain sense, there's a fine dividing line between that and Yesh Miyesh. A person takes water in the brook and he puts it into his cup and he drinks it. That's Yesh Miyesh. He took water that was there in the lake and he put it in his cup and he drank it. The person takes water and makes a wheel turn with it. Electricity come out from the wheel that's turning and it plays a radio. There you have something which is, I don't see the yesh that was there before in this tzura. It's a completely new bria. The electricity is a new bria. The radio is a new bria. But lemaisa, it was the energy was there in potential. So it's kind of a tzura that is yesh miayindik in one way. In the physical perception of it, it's yesh miayin. If somebody didn't have any havan and any das, he would say it's two separate things. How can you get music playing from water turning a wheel? It's because it was there. That's a matziv that we'll call Mekor HaPoyel, means from potential to realization, and we'll call that's a matziv of a metzias that is embryonic, a metzias that's there potential, and it comes out. Bria Soilam, a mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the Bria is Yesh Me'ayin. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing to the Bria. The Nivroim themselves, the world mitzvah Atzmoy, is Yesh Me'yesh. Animals work and dig and do and so on and so forth, and that's all Yesh Me'yesh. Min HaKoyach HaLapoyel is only one Nivra, and that's Adam. Adam is someone there that he brings things from the world of the Koyach to the world of the Koyach. There's a lashon almost by Yaakov Avinu, it says, it's like he stood in the middle of the river and brought Kalim from one side to the other side. That is the Metzius of Min HaKoyach HaLapoyel. It's Doime HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the fact that within the world that's physical, it wasn't naked before, the electricity wasn't seen in the water, but it's because it's not Yesh Me'ayin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu built that into the Bria, and it's in two ways. First of all, Adam himself, the tzur of Adam himself, is a tzur of a tzur of having a neshama in a guf, which means that the person has a chelik of both olamis, of shamayim and aretz. It means also that the person can realize in himself shamayimius. The person can realize in himself his hechakai and bring that out. You take a person that's ear peri yavole, the person is born an animal, very physical, very conscious of physicality, and nothing else. And the person slowly begins to bring out in himself something ruchnius. So the person himself is the only one that's yesh ma'ayim. The famous Maral, who said it many times, is Adam is gematria ma, memhei, and behema is bov ma. In other words, Adam is always potential, and that's why his metzius is ma. Ma means what? There's always something there waiting to be taken out. A behemoth's brahma, she has everything she is. He says it, he brings it to the Gemara of Ayel ben Yoyim Kriayel, that an Ayel just becomes bigger and fatter. But there's no real development of something that was hidden in the person, in the Ayel. The Ayel is what he is. An Adam is not like that. An Adam is ear peri yavole. He's born, he's a wild animal. And a tzuras Adam gradually emerges from that. That is the metzius of Adam, it's not his metzius. Mitzad is metzius in the world, then he's he is the one that brings out, he's the meilid. The koyach hilada is the koyach that most largely fits when a koyach halapayel. It's the most yesh me'ayinik activity that we have, and it's the all kol kulei zeras kol kulei mina koyach, and it comes out of halapayel. That's why the first mitzvah in Adam was puruvu. Because the pshat is Pur Vu is the entire metzius of Maisa Adam. Adam is a meili. An oise, behemoths are also oisim. They also do from a beaver builds a dam and the mala builds its hill and so on and so forth. The Adam's yichud is that he brings in something that we didn't see before. The biggest extreme of ayin in the Briya to the Yesh, which means ben akoyach halapayim. So puruvu is the etzem ma'isa Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Briya that everything was mitachs la'adama. In other words, everything was a uba b'mei imoy, everything was zera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeded the world, and Adam's tafkid was to bring it out. And that's the whole tzuri of the parasha. It says, because Siach HaSad a term year ba'aretz, and then Rashi makes a deal, term year ba'aretz means it wasn't there before. It was waiting. Rashi says the word terem is not to precede, but Rashi says it's a word meaning ad shaloi. It was waiting for something else. And the difference is on hashgah of the world was eid yaleh. In other words, the world was being mashke itself, the water recycled itself, but there was no tzur of mutter, and that could not bring out, that type of water can keep what is. Now, it's the water that's there can retain what is, but it can't bring out something. So the eid yalim in aretz means it was a closed cycle of yekula yesh miyesh, and then Adam brought out the tzura of, Adam brought out the tzura of Mata Min HaShemayim through tefillah. And that bemis is the teichin of tefillah. Those in Yanim that are shayach to Olam Asiya, tefillah is less important. For instance, in as much as a person has a derech hateva to help a sick person, he has medicine, so his first obligation is to get the medicine to him, is to be misasik in the full of Olam HaMaisa. And that's those in Yanim where Nefuah it's shayach to this world and Teva, it belongs to Teva. Avada, you need tefillah for Siyach Nishmai, but the first cream, if the person has a choice of saying tefillah kill him or bring you the person medicine, that's a bring you medicine. Those in Yanim that are a nace, it says you're not to spell for a nace, and you're not to spell for Kis. So Mace, like he spoke, it says Cherev Chada, even if there's a Cherev Chada of Savoyish or Adam, it shouldn't be Nimnach Nispaul. So the Farshim say that's the Cheref Chadas Al Tzavarai. In other words, it's close, but the person has a Metzias. by saying kriyin cholila pechayev chad cut, there's no mark of tefillah. So in as much as it's the danger is imminent, that does it's tefillah belong. Something which is, it's past the point of with a get of yeshnayan, that's not masa tefillah. So tefillah is not masa when it's yeshma'ayin. That's a get of not being mispalal aneis, not being semech al aneis, not being sofkis amesim. And on the other hand, you have the mitzias of yesh miyesh, where it's part of this world, where the maisa takes precedence over tefillah. Tefillah is always to take things from one world to another world. In other words, there's a potential of hatava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an oitzer of tayiv lamala. It hasn't reached us yet. And the mail to bring it down to tachtonim. That is tefillah. Tefillah is where the perception is there's potential there. It hasn't come out. And the mela, it should come out. The via voice of tefillah, the makom with its tefillah is in shamim. That's where you have a lot of the inyanim of tefillah are in shamim. The question is a metzias where it's not a yesh me'ayin, but it's menakoyach alapoyel. And that's why when Adam came into the bria, the whole bria was waiting to come out. Adam was the one that was the catalyst for it. It expressed itself simon tzadik geshem, that the Torah and the Bria was mashke itself, and with Tziras Adam it was matim and shemayim, and the matim and shemayim is what can bring out the thing outside. That is the Tziras Adam, and that's the Tzura of the Bria of the Torah shemayim verse. Let's go a step further. If in that mitzvah of bringing something menakoyach alapoyel, there is a sakana that if the person brings it to himself, then mechatesa, someone gave it to me. For instance, if somebody gives me $100, then I know that he gave it to me. It's his money and it's by me. If somebody teaches me, let's say I have tremendous musical talent, and someone teaches me, he gives me some hints, and all of a sudden I chop, and I'm into it, and I can do it myself. I don't feel that the person did something. It's very easy to forget the person, like in Kohelas, that there was a ish chacham umilat ha'seir b'chach masay, lezacha ish chacham atzimut ha'seir b'chach masay, because when you give somebody a bright idea, then when the person chaps it, it's his idea, and it's very hard to be oimid on it where it's coming from. Let's say I tell somebody else how to do something. Let's take the same case. If I teach somebody is in sakana, and I prescribe the medicine, and he doesn't understand why it works, but he's willing to listen to me, and he does it and it works, then the kesha there is very strong, and he knows I saved his life, I gave him that medicine, so on and so forth. If I enlighten the person, I teach him chachma, and he chaps himself what to do, there's a very big sakana that person is not going to, that person is going to forget that I was the one who gave the idea. And the next time he needs an idea, he's not going to come back to me, and he's going to fail. So I have two mahalchim. I could do something, I'll das somebody else. And when I do something, I'll das somebody else. The maila is that I know where it's coming from, and I'm a kusha. But it's something lacking about myself. On the other hand, if somebody enlightens somebody else, if the person chaps himself, so the maila is that he understands. The chisaron is that he's no longer a kusha to the person that gave it to him. And just like a person can rebel against his parents, because once he's brought into life, it takes a real effort for a person to be makatay to his parents, because a person feels he lives because he lives. Because a person knows with his mind, but nobody feels, you know, if not for my parents, I wouldn't be here. A person doesn't feel that. So a person can relate to certain things. They gave me money, they educated me, they helped me, they this, they that. Those are things I can relate to, because those are in the yesh me yesh world. I didn't have any money before they gave me money. They gave me $100, and I have $100. That's easy for the person to the head. The menakoyach al apoyel is very hard for the person to get. in the mitzvahs of a person's koyma, chiyus is something, chayim, the one part of a person's muscles, a person's strength, and a person going and coming, all those activities a person attributes to himself. Chayim is something that a person, Baal Korach, attributes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that's chay, no, nothing the Bria has the koyach to overcome Misa, and therefore a person perceives around him that everything is Holech Lomus. And the Melu Dargosh of Chaim is only because of the Vayipa Papa. In as much as there's Chaim in the Bria and the Metzias of the person feels that he's Kosher to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he has no choice. That's why in Yom of Chaim and Mavis people become Aminim. It's not only desperation, it's just that the Deher in Chaim and Mavis is that a person can make his health better, a person can make his health stronger, a person can ruin his health. But Etzem Chaim itself is something that is kosher, it's in as much as like a Rosh Hashanah Chaim a person has it. Ki imcha mekor Chaim. That's the Deher of a person. Let's go to a totally different mahalach. In Kremes Adam. So a certain sense of existence, and Chaim is the existence of the person himself, and in that, in Chaim, a person has a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A difference between a person and an animal is not in the level of intelligence or sophistication of how to do something, but in the behavior of oneself, of being conscious of oneself. What's called consciousness, I guess? The mitzias of a person, the Rabbi Natan says in Sefer Yosef that there are many types of das. And the lower type of das is which knows others. The fact that I see a table, and I see it's tall, and I say it's hard, and it's heavy, and it's dangerous, or it's not dangerous, or it's useful. That type of das is a lower darga of das. The higher darga of das is where the person is yedeas atzmai, and yedeas hadas shebai. The better that's his lashon. In other words, where the person deheres himself, where the person deheres himself as himself, the sense of self that a person has in das is the ultimate of das. So the first type of das is I deher other things, and that's one level of das. But the higher level of das is where a person is aware of himself. That chelik of das is ki'ilu, what separates him from his mother. A kinok is not, can't, doesn't behave itself as being apart from, a kinok that's yearning from his mother doesn't behave itself as being its own being because it's tied to its mother. It beheres the mother as being part of itself. It's hainahach. And that's why we spoke in Lecho about Vayigomo. As long as a person is mechuba, as long as a person is yonig, he's like an uber yachimai type of situation. When a person becomes a bardas, the halacha is that if he's a godlo, he's still a kotel, because kolzman, the person doesn't have a self. He doesn't have das. You can't be aware of yourself if you're not self. Having a sense of self and being aware of oneself is das and is godless. And it's not coincidental that a person becomes a gadol when he can be a moilig. That's when the person self has the koach to bring that koach alapol, that's when the person himself becomes a bardas, and that's when he's a gadol. That is the metzias of other. So a person has, on the very core of a person's existence, on the one hand, the fact that a person is a chai, it tells him it's coming from somewhere. On the second hand, the fact that the person is a bardas, the fact that the person has das, that allows him to perceive the chiyus as his self, but that also carries himself the danger of the nituk from the shayrus. It's the maila of the person, for the das of the person's maila, it lies the sakana of being nifrat from the makra as well. That's the zelo maser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Gan, where he put the Adam, he put two yinikas. There's a yinik of Chaim, and there's a yinik of Das. In Chaim itself, it's not Shaykh good or bad, because Chaim is the hair of the person being Mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Chaim is only the Hez itself in as much as he's double. In Das, there's Das Toiv and Das Ra. The person, the ultimate, the best relationship of a father and a child is, if the child rebels against the father, it's not a Nachas Ruach. If the child is dependent on the father, it's not a Nachas Ruach. If the child is his own person, but the Hez himself as the Tzir Kapov, I guess, or as the child of the parents, that's Nachas Ruach. So when on top of Chaim, there's supposed to be Das, that is Adam. There's a Gemara in Chul, Gemara says, Adam uvehema toshia Hashem, elu bnei Adam that arumim ke Adam, umesime matzah ke behema. Arum the Das of Adam, and the Gemara says, arumim ke Adam ke Adam arishen, and umesime matzah ke behema that has no Das. So the pshat is a person that's a behema that has no das. It's not a maila. It's a behema. A someone who's orim ka adam and is not meisim atzak ka behema. Takert, he sees himself as being, thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu for making me, and now I'm on my own. That's also not a maila. Darumim ka adam or meisim atzmai ka behema is the tzuras adam, the maila of tzuras adam. So in it says, I mean, in Medrashim it says that had Adam Arishan eaten first from the Eitz HaChayim, he could have eaten Eitz HaDas afterwards. The problem was Faket, because once the person was Meshach Yonik from Chiyus, in the Pshat his Etzem Metzius would be his Kashat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he has a Metzius. Das on top of that is a crown. Me'idach Ki, so once the person split off, then it's a chisar. The reason, I mean, all the sfarim speak about a yam, as far as speak about what the chisar of Eitz HaDas was, and one chisar, the Chaim says something very interesting. The Chaim says that the Eitz HaDas was the only Eitz that the Tam Eitz and Pri were shavah. Which is interesting because the Chur Faket, it seemed to have been an Aveira that the Eitzim did, and this was the only one that was Eitz B'Shavah. He said, and HaKadosh, so let's leave that aside for a minute. But he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he can eat from all the pre Eitz, and since this was the Eitz itself was pre, it wasn't pre Eitz. That's the lashon of the Aruch Chaim. Almost a chidah stumah. What is it? Fine, he's medayik the pasuk that the Akadosh Baruch Hu told him that you can eat any kriya eitz, and here since it was the eitz was shavah to the time of pri, it wasn't pri eitz, it was kule pri. So what? I mean, it's. I mean, we're playing with a din over here. They didn't have a din pri, it had a din eitz. The teretz is the achila of Adam had to be. He's eating the pre of an eitz. There's a seirish, there's a mucker. The mucker is not accessible to me, and I'm eating the pre of that. Just like when a person makes a bracha and for eating. So he builds a seirish, he says, a bere pre or eitz, and then he can take the fruit and eat the fruit of the bere pre eitz. So the tzura of achila that was mutter for Adam was to eat something that was coming from a mucker. Something that wasn't coming from a mucker, that the whole thing is menatik from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he can eat the eitz as well, then the pshadis das doesn't need anything before. Let's take it one notch down. In the eitz achayim is, I mean, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says it's Torah, I mean, there's Anashe Chazal that it's Torah, it's chayim v'machzikim bo, it's legal. The Akedah says that the Eitz Chaim is Torah, and the Eitz Hadas is Chochmas Olam, Chochmas philosophy, he says, and so on. And that's why it's Torah Berah, because there is some Torah Berah. I wanted the heritage in its Sheirish. Torah in its Sheirish is understanding what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The not understanding Torah is not Torah. And therefore, it by definition, it has to be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Philosophy, in its broader sense, meaning human knowledge, is what the person understands and not one drop more. Nothing exists that doesn't make any sense. And it should be like that. In as much as the Chacham is Chachmas Adam, it can only be with a Tfisas Adam. Where there's no Tfisas Adam, there can't be a Chachma. It's Kulei Pri. There's nothing that's inedible. An idea that doesn't make any sense doesn't exist. A formula that can be proven doesn't exist. Because it's called Kulei Pri, because all of it has to be Shaykh to the Adam. Anything that's not, is by definition not Shaykh to Adam. Torah is the opposite. Torah can never be Kulei Shaykh to Adam. It can only be Seichel Adam tied to some locker, like just like Mishpatim, where on the one hand Mishpatim have to be understood, and the Reiv Muchlat of Chayish Mishpat, especially Kain Venitnik in Yanim, are all Svaris and not Psukim. But Sorashi's Marvel says Ve'ela Mishpatim, the Vav is Mechaber, Ma'ilu Nitnu from Sinai. This was also given Sinai. The bottom line of all that is the reason why it makes sense to me that this is the din by Chazaka and by Migu and by Shnei Meichsim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain cloud. But I can never eat the eitz itself. I can only eat pears from the eitz. So the two uniqueness of Adam in the Bria are, there's a sheirish that's called Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the sheirish of Chayim, a person can only inherit as being a chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu because there is nothing else that lives. And may either Isa in this das, which makes the person be what he is, and that's the Rambam, the Oymek of his learning of Chazal, that Tzadikim Nolam Haba Ayeshvim after Seim Bereshim V'Nenim Ziv Hashchina, and the Rambam says that Seim Bereshim is the das, and the Nenim Ziv Hashchina is the Asadis. The Rambam is the herring, that the ideal of Olam Haba is that the tefisa of the person himself, that Torah Bereishim, and the Nenem Ziv Hashchina go together. In other words, the person that has together the makar of Seichel and Das coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it being an Torah Bereishim because it's his. That is the Mitzias of Olam Haba of Gan Eden. So you have here the two inyanim, the two niggas. The right say that would have been the Eitz HaChayim first, and then Eitz HaDas, and that would have been good. And that's why it says, I don't know if but I mean, had he waited for Shabbos, the Eitz HaDas would have come with the. Once the first half is in place, then and Shabbos, which is Kol Kulei from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it would have been Mutta. The personal, but the other wasn't powerful. It says that the reason why, Chaim says it also, the reason why he was afraid they would eat from Eitz HaChayim is because Misa was a tikkun. Misa was the only tikkun for Eitz HaDas, and if he would have eaten from Eitz HaChayim and been artificially kept alive, he would be not here, not there. Misa is the ultimate tikkun. Because it says Kilchot Tichra Kober, Mishava Koloshein, Zoyema Misa, Kilchot Tichra Kober, that Adam, when the person deheres the lack of self, when his chiyus gets cut off, that's when he deheres that he's totally mitzvah tolan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the person that doesn't deheret Michayim, the end of Chayim itself marks the makam where he realizes that Sachakol is all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting. What they realized when they became chachamim was they were arumim. That's what they realized when they ate Eitz HaDas. They became aware of themselves, and they realized they're arum. There's a halacha that if a person is wearing kelayim b'shuk, he has to replace it as beged. And the Gemara says in chachma ve eitzah ve tvuna neged Hashem. In other words, what are you you're deharing yourself. When a person is naked, he dehares his bush of himself. I'm making myself into nothing. So I tell him, that's a product of Das. That's a product of Chochmah Eitz and Tvuna. And if a person neged Hashem, there's no mokr chokhma yitzatuna. Zelu maseh bar eitz hadas. In the eitz hadas, the geher darumim to chokhma, to das, and without that, there's no deher. The shviras haluchas was the same. In other words, we said the Chazal about Moshe, the Yorah Chazok of Moshe was that he was able to schlep out Kaviyochel, he schlepped the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was two in his hand, two in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. The Maisa of Tfisa of Torah was Moshe. Zichur Teres Moshe Avdi. So it was Teres Moshe. But Moshe was Avdi. Zichur Teres Moshe Avdi, Moshe is Eved Hashem, because that the sakana of Torah being given without Shviras Haluchos meant that there would be a matzav of Torah cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That they have the Luchos, and it's wonderful. The Luchos are taka very, very good things. But we dumped HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have something else. The mitzvahs are being menatik. Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same mitzvahs as Inyei Chadas Ve'eretz HaChayim. And that's why the Shviras Haluchos is the pshat. It's the tikkun on Torah becoming the nutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem is that the Misa of Moshe Eved Hashem, if you talk about Moshe Eved Hashem, then the ultimate Misa of Moshe is to be metakin that Torah is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chesima of Torah is Shviras Haluchos, because in the Chesima is, it's like when you have a letter, and when somebody forges a letter, what does he do? He takes a letter that's full of Dibbe Chachma or Dibbe whatever it is, and he signs his own name to it. So the forgery lies in the Chesima. That's always the forgery. The Chesiva itself is this, this, and this, and the person puts down his name to it and plagiarizes it. The Chesima of Torah, Shviras Haluchos is the Chesima of Torah. The Shviras Haluchos is not, it said, Luchos, it has only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Luchos. So that's the Mokim for Chesima. Just putting all the Nekudos all together. As we're saying that Avodas Adam is, in this Mahalach, of taking those in Yanim that are still not known, that are still not here, and bring them out. The more a person's Avodah is, the more that's Tzuras Adam. Whatever a person does, and that takes the hardest work, whenever a person is just taking the amount of Kishrin he has now, and the level of skill, and so on and so forth, and working with it, that's Yesh Miyeshdi. What we call staiging means that the person brings out in himself something that he didn't see before. It's something, if I know I can learn a blot a day, that's my normal Kishrin, and I learn a blot a day, so that's Yesh Miyeshdi. Steiging means I develop myself so that I'm capable of doing two blad a day. I'm capable of doing, it's not how much I learn, it's how much am I capable of it. Bringing out the self. If I could only sit for an hour at a time and I manage to bring out myself to sit for 3 hours at a time, that is true. So that's where a person is bringing himself out from an akreya chalapoyo, and not just handing with yesh b'yesh. In the learning and in the world of das, I say that a person does do, in all those avodas and melachas that a person is doing, that is menakreya chalapoyo, that is yesh me'ayindik, you have in itself a tremendous kashrut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the maftechos of chiyus are given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu only, and that's where a person deheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person were to say to himself, how did I get from A to B? It's incredible. It's given. This is what was given to me. Those are, that's one side of it. The other side of it is that it makes a person very comfortable with himself, and as much as a person is comfortable and confident with himself, then he's brayit HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim. It doesn't need a maisa. The Gemara a lot of times calls about schichus hadas, v'im zocha daita v'rches, means person feels kind of very comfortable with himself, very good about himself. You don't even have to express the arrogance. The minute the person says, it's pashtun, you know, I'm brilliant. That itself is a be'it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Schichus hadas itself is in itself where a person rejects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person is caught in the dilemma. That's why it says, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The person always has to understand Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havana. I never ever will understand it fully, but every single bit that I take, I have to understand. Not understanding it means I'm a human kibahima, I'm just a behema. I just repeat what it says without understanding it, then I'm lacking it. If I understand, and I don't understand, and I become comfortable with myself, and it's me, and I mentally close out HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture, then I bit off Eitz Hadas, and that's Mavis. The real Tzuras Adam is where he has the Das of Adam, where he's a Arum Adam, and he's made some Atzegehema understanding that bottom line, it's called Kulay, the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's understanding. Yes.